This is Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Could you introduce yourself?
Thank you for having me. My name is Charlene Mendoza. I am a Tucson native.
How was your experience to be raised here in Tucson?
I think there's something very special about being raised as a child of the desert. And like many Tucsonans, I think that that has helped me appreciate, you know, everything from our public and sacred lands, our local food and businesses and neighborhoods, to those sensory sorts of things, like that very special feeling of, you know, getting into a hot car in the summer. You know, that's a very Tucson feeling, or the smell of the monsoon. You know, my family has been in this region for generations. My maternal grandparents came to Tucson from Philadelphia after World War II, settled here with my grandfather's extended family. They came out for health reasons, like so many people at that time. And my paternal grandparents were born and raised in this region for much longer than that. It's such a neat experience to feel like I was growing, my family was growing as Tucson was growing. During my high school time, like Tucson Mall was as far north as you got, and Davis-Monthan was as far east. And certainly things are different today. So I think I really appreciate that. And certainly being raised in different traditions. One side of my family is Mexican and Catholic and has very different levels of bilingualism. And then, of course, the Philadelphia transplants who are white and Jewish. And I think I was really fortunate because, like many people in Tucson, I was enveloped in the love of my family, but certainly it wasn't always easy for them to understand each other. And I think that's something that Tucson continues to both appreciate and work on.
Could you tell us more about how you describe your identity?
I'm a Chicana. I'm a Tucsonan. I'm Jewish. I'm a community organizer. I'm a teacher. You know, to encompass all of that, I feel like I'm someone who's grown up and really been transformed by living in these borderlands. You know, I think that's true geographically and metaphorically and politically and linguistically. So I think I describe my identity as somebody who, you know, cares deeply about Tucson and all of our residents and thinks about the way we care for our most vulnerable folks and the way that that tells volumes about us as individuals and as a community. So to me, my identity is very circular in those ways, both in terms of like who I am and how I see myself, as well as how that is reflected in our community and our responsibility to each other in this community.
How does your identity integrate in the Tucson community?
You know, I think because I was raised in such different worlds, even within the Tucson community, you know, one side of my family Mexican, one side not, one side Catholic, one side Jewish, I think I constantly felt the necessity of dialogue and understanding, of talking to each other. And even as a child, I think that was a role that I had. As I've grown up, I think that's continued to evolve into how I see my role in the Tucson community. Like Tucson, I think my identity is fluid and transforming and resilient. You know, right now I'm finding myself really fascinated again by hummingbirds and prickly pear cactus, you know, as we all take nature walks and things during this COVID quarantine. I'm really finding the way that I appreciate the way that we're able to work together, find ways to help, support, and have benefit. Thinking about like when the hummingbirds come to the cactus and, you know, they take what they take from it and take it off to wherever it goes. The way that I integrate into the Tucson community is through service, you know, whether that's as a teacher, whether that's serving on different boards and committees. Tucson is a place where, you know, on one hand, we really value our local businesses and our land, but we also shop at big box stores and eat at chain restaurants and support development. So I really see myself as someone who stops to help myself and all of us really think about our whys. One of the ways I integrate myself that's very meaningful is through the work of Las Araditas, because I think that's really the best of our community. Generations of women working together, supporting each other, supporting education, sharing who we are and what we have and what we know ourselves to be with the larger community. And I think that that is very much an embodiment of how I see my identity integrated into our community.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez. Production and editing, Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Neni G. Follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.